Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Zachary Waters, and this is the H2O Show, Season 1, Episode 2. Today, I'm joined by Bryce Pyle. Bryce, say hello.
Thank you for having me, Zach. I appreciate you bringing me on today.
Of course, anytime. Now, when I've previously talked to you in the past, one thing that always comes up in our conversations is social media. Now, I bring that up to you because I know you might have some strong opinions that might be valuable to share with the world. Personally, do you use any social media?
Yeah, I use actually quite a decent amount of social media. I stick to YouTube and Twitch for the most part because, I think entertainers are fun to watch and people put out good content. And I think it's a useful resource to kind of get that type of knowledge out from that. But I don't like to use Instagram. I think Instagram is one of the worst apps ever. Like,
and why is that?
Because it's so oversaturated. Like, when you think Instagram, it's like people are always posting their best pictures, and it's causing people to, you know, think differently about how they should act and how they should be. Mm. And it kind of creates this like disingenuous cycle of people aiming for something that they don't necessarily need to.
Oh, 100%. I agree. I feel like that's actually a large issue in our culture, is comparing your lives to other people, but you're only seeing the best and edited versions of their life.
And like the other thing is people, you know, put so much energy into social media, and it's like you see these people going out and doing all these amazing things and you want the same thing, but they don't see the effort that is put into it, and it's just like not seeing that makes it seem like it's so much easier to get that without actually putting in that effort. And people are blinded by that, and it makes it almost seem impossible to achieve something like that.
Mm. I feel like people need to really take a step back and think deeper into, like, say you see someone that just went on a trip, right? And you got to take a step back and think, like why and how? Like, why is this person trying to share what we all know is actually, like, the best pictures that they took? Or why are people putting in so much effort to try and share something like that, you know?
Well, so a lot of people have found success on social media, and a lot of people want to also share that success. People want the fame and they want the attention because people really like that. And because people really like that attention, they'll do, you know, they'll sit there and edit a photo of them for 2 hours, making sure it looks spotless. Because they know if they can make a polished product, they can have that type of fame and success that they see other people having.
But in reality, will normal people like you and I actually have that success?
Actually, I think some people can. I think people don't realize how consistent you have to be. And, like, yes, you can. Anything is achievable. Like, whatever you want to do in life, you can go for it. But you just have to put that consistent work. And people don't do that. And then they feel like, oh, why am I not famous yet on Instagram? I've posted only 2 times this week. Well, if you post every day on Instagram and you really do put in that effort, you'll eventually, you know, it'll probably take like 5 years, but you can get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get there. But yeah, like, people don't realize the amount of actual effort it takes, I feel like. And if they were to, you know, if they really want that career, yeah, cool for them. But people try to take, you know, that easy route that is just not possible.
Oh, exactly. There's like, I know creators that I personally follow that upload like 5-10 posts a day, and that is like a grind. People don't understand that by any means.
Yeah, and it's like a lot of like, so the thing is people are like, it's happening more often now that we're getting familiarized with digital, like it's like the economy is becoming more digital now. Like, people mm-hmm. are getting used to like, oh, you can get paid for making videos on the internet. Like, that was so unnatural back 10 years ago, and now it's becoming more naturalized. And it's kind of a hard concept for people to wrap around because it's all on a screen. Like, that, it's not physical. Yeah. And that to people is kind of concerning and scary, and I kind of get that because why do we put so much value into something that's on a digital world that we only can interact with so much?
Exactly. Yeah. And that kind of leads me into my next question for you is, other than looking at people's lives and comparing yourselves, do you see any larger issues that come from social media?
Well, I mean, I think, like, social media causes a lot of, I mean, it causes a lot of mental health issues for a lot of people because of it. But I think also, like, part of it also kind of takes away from our social aspect of the world. Like, people rather communicate and, like, have their friendships just be through social media, causing relationships between people to be less meaningful, I think. Because, yes, you have a friendship, like, you have a relationship with somebody over, let's say, your you know, Instagram or something.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You can have that, but it's not really, like, that personable because, you know, I mean, you might know the person in real life, right? You might know them, but if you spend more time hanging out with them over DMs and Instagram, then, like,
you're not going to have that real connection.
You know, hanging out with them and go to have some fun, play some games or something. Like,
exactly.
You're not having that same connection, and it causes people to, you know, feel bad because it's like that's the only thing they've got for their friendship. I mean, it gets to that point for some people. Not that all people have that. I mean, you can text your peers and stuff, but it's just like at the end of the day, if you rely on it too much, it's like, are you really having an actual decent friendship with that person? Because you can only do so much.
I feel like there needs to be definitely a balance, because, like, I personally believe that with social media, since it's become such a big part of people's lives, the balance of being on your phone and being in the real world has been upset drastically throughout the past couple of years.
Yeah, that scale has definitely tipped a little bit. And it's like, the other thing is like, I think social media should be more heavily regulated, which personally I don't want, because I like being able to access my social media as much as I freely please to.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, at the end of the day, when you really look at it on paper, it's like, we really need to restrict, like, how much you can access social media and how freely you can post on it, because that's what's causing the problem, is the amount of just access you have on the internet.
So when you say you want to, like, you think that we should regulate it, would you feel like that falls on the company to regulate it or on, like, a government?
I don't think the government should, because I feel like it's not really their responsibility. It's not like they created the app. I think it's more on, like, the developers, because they made an app. They know what it's capable of. They should be the ones responsible for their creation, and they should know really the limits of what people should be able to do and mm-hmm. respect their users if they genuinely care about them. You know, and if a company doesn't, then they shouldn't have that platform to begin with. I think that would be, that's like, because at the end of the day, if you have a platform and you don't care about the users on it, that's just a bad mix. You know, it's a bad mix.
I feel like there definitely should be some regulation there, but I don't think the developers would do it at all. Because you got to think, they're in it for money.
Oh, yeah, they're there for the money bag.
Like, for them to earn me, because all these apps are free, to earn money, it's all from ads, and you have to be able to share that as many times as possible with people. And if you limit the amount of time they're on the app, they're making less and less money, and, you know, it falls down from
there. And, you know, that's the double-edged sword right there, you know? Like, mm-hmm. you can't get best of both worlds. And I get why it's not regulated, right? Like, of course they're not going to regulate it because it require, like, it allows them to make more money. But I mean, to a certain point, like, when you think about the amount of users on Instagram, that's like, you know, it's almost the whole world.
Yeah, there's
and that effect on the whole world using Instagram is so dramatic that it's almost too much, you know? Like, if they don't, it causes these issues that we're seeing in our mm-hmm. society. And because it's so big, like, it would not be a problem if it was so big, but because it is, it's having that effect.
Yeah. Apart from just the company regulating themselves, Do you think, like, there are any other possible solutions? Do you think that we ourselves should try and regulate her?
Oh, yeah. I think people should try to be self-aware and self-conscious of what they're doing and how they're spending their time. Really just try to live in the moment and try to, like, sit back and really realize what they're doing and how their thoughts are processing when they're on Instagram or on, you know, mm-hmm. Snapchat. And it's like, you know, because some people will sit there on their phone and they'll be left on delivered on Snapchat for 2 hours. And they're like, oh, my God, this person hates me. It's like, no, it's just Snapchat, you know, like, exactly. that's just the app. And it's like, if people were to, you know, sit there and kind of, you know, just try to figure out really what, like, the purpose of social media is and how it's supposed to be used in a healthy way, people would be a lot more, like, self-conscious of what they're doing, and they wouldn't be so, like, boggled down by the negative effects of what social media causes.
So that's deep.
Yeah, that is deep.
But yeah, I feel like social media has intertwined itself so deep into the subconscious and the, like, the psyche of our generation that people say that they can, like, they can go without it, but, like, if you've been introduced to social media and you've been a user for, like, say literally almost any period of time longer than, like, I'd say a month,
yeah,
it really changes how you think, and, like, I would say kind of, like, increases how jealous you are or how self-conscious. I know a big issue that comes from it is, like, body dysmorphia and other topics like that.
Oh, yeah.
But do you feel like there's any blame to be put onto, like, influencers? Because we slightly touch upon that people are now making money and it's becoming more of a normal thing. But then again, they are the people, like, pushing the use of the apps, not just the developers. Do you feel like there's any blame to be put on them?
I think for the most part, like, influencers are pretty good. A lot of them are, like, self-motivation, and they try to push people to be better versions of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some influencers are very uneducated, and they sometimes put out certain things that are bad. Like, I'll bring up crypto just because I know a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. Like, there was one really big crypto project. I forgot what it was called. But basically, a bunch of people invested in it, millions of dollars, and it ended up being a scam. And all these influencers were getting attacked on the internet for it. And it's like, it's not their fault for not knowing, but they also, it is their fault because they posted about it and promoted it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, you can't blame them too harshly because their knowledge of it is not, you know,
there.
But it's still, like, you're still promoting a bad thing.
And, like, they're getting their, like, all their fans losing money, so.
Yeah, and it's, like, that alone is just, like, you know, it sucks, but it's, like, you can't do anything about it because they didn't know. And, like, that money's lost.
No.
I don't think they got reimbursed at all.
No, probably not. You win some, you lose some, though.
Don't invest.
And that's when they lost.
Yeah, I think for the most part, though, like, influencers are good, and, like, I mean, and some influencers are very, sometimes they say messages that are just not good either. Like, they convince their audience to have a bad mindset about things. I don't think that's every influencer, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I think most are pretty good, but some do it unintentionally, too. Like, some influencers they have, like, they're so good looking or something that it takes the beauty standard away from, you know, especially women, you know, and, like, that's not them trying to do that. That's just what happens, you know? So it's not like they're trying to cause, like, bad messages to get out, but it's happening because that's how people perceive it.
Exactly.
And, yeah, that's like one of those things that it's hard to control that because you don't know about it until it happens, you know? You don't know about it until it happens.
And to just shy away a little bit, I know you're a big tech guy. We've kind of brushed up on that a little bit. Are there any, like, big, I'd say, inventions or projects that you're looking forward to in the future?
Like my own personal ones?
Yes.
I'm very excited to work on a new keyboard that I was thinking about purchasing. Mm-hmm. But the thing about keyboards is they cost so much money, and I don't have that type of money. And, you know, it's like, tech is one of those things. It's weird, because tech is like, you know, you got so much new stuff coming out, and it's like, I just want all of it, you know? There's so many cool things that people are putting out there, and you just can't get to all of it.
It's also like, it's increasing at such a rapid rate. I don't know if you saw the NVIDIA conference that they made a couple announcements over the past couple of days.
Oh, yeah, I did.
But, like, their new chip, which is leagues above anything else on the market right
now. Yeah, what is it called? Blackwell or something
Yeah, it's the Blackwell line.
Yeah, like NVIDIA is doing amazing things in the tech industry. They are pushing the boundaries and the limits of what we're capable of. And, like, the thing about... Oh, big thing about tech companies is... Mm-hmm. They play this really weird gambling game where they're like, oh, we got AI. Let's push it to its limits. We'll put it out to the people, and let's hope it doesn't self-implode. They do this all the time. Like, so think about back when Steve Jobs, back in 2005, he released the first iPhone, right?
I think it was 07, but was right it? Around there.
Yeah, it's around there. When they first released the iPhone, Apple knew... And included, especially Steve Jobs, he knew that the iPhone was going to cause problems. Like, he had, like, not exactly what they were, but he knew that it could have caused issues in the future because of the way that it connects people.
Mm-hmm. It was so advanced for that time, though.
Oh, yeah. It's the iPhone, it was beautiful. Like, I loved the release of the iPhone, but the gamble on it was... very risky, knowing the negative effects that it could have, especially when you look like Mark Zuckerberg. Little Marky Poo. Love that man. When he made Facebook, and when he was confronted if it was at the Congress hearing or not, but he was like, he got asked at one point in time, like, did you know, like, the negative effects of Facebook when you made it? And he's like, well, you know, I kind of had this prerequisite about, like, it could cause issues, but he, you know, didn't really, like, have too much thought of that.
Because... Exactly. I mean, like, if you're creating a product and releasing it, you might have feelings that it could be negative, but you also don't want to, like, think upon those because...
It's your project.
Exactly. You don't want to, like, think that you could be causing harm. If you're trying to, like, sell something,
especially when you see all the good in it too, and it's like, if you put yourself in a seat of being the creator of Facebook, and you're about to launch the app.
Okay, I'm in the seat.
You would not, you know, you're thinking, okay, I'm going to launch this app. People can talk to each other. They can friend each other. They can post pictures. Mm-hmm. You're not thinking about the negatives of it because you don't see them at the time. And so, you know, that, again, it kind of goes back to that you don't see the negatives because they're not there yet.
Exactly. I mean, in the beginning, Facebook was just for Harvard students. Like, then people were hearing about it and started sharing it. And then they went public, and that's when how we got the Facebook. And have you seen the movie?
No.
The Social Network? Yeah, with... Andrew Garfield and...
No, I have not seen that movie.
Oh, man, you should really watch it. It's about the creation of Facebook. It's wonderful. However, back to topic. It was... Like, as you were saying, the negative effects weren't there yet. Because, I mean, it was a small project. But right now that it's, like, almost every person on Earth has heard of... I know everybody's have at least heard of it.
Right.
But there's so many accounts on Facebook, like, it just has such a larger impact and reach out that I feel like Mark Zuckerberg could have ever imagined.
Yeah, and it's just like, nobody could, so I think scientists predicted that we're like at least 10 times, it's probably bigger now, We've exponentially increased our technology by a tenfold. That's what they say. And it's like, we predicted that we were not going to be anywhere close in technology advancements at this point in time. Like, we were supposed to be like way farther back in technology, and we pushed it so much that it happened really quickly, and almost so quickly that it was way too quick for anybody to predict what was going to happen.
I mean, yeah, you gotta think about it. We now have AI that's doing what humans can do. Part of that NVIDIA conference was them showing their new Groot line of adaptive robots that, if they just watch you do something, they know how to do it now.
Yeah, that's like, and the other thing is like Boston Dynamics, they're located in Boston.
They're the ones with the robot dog,
Yeah,
right?
they have a you can commercially buy a it's a hundred and like it's like $112,000, but it's a robot dog, and you can control it and put cameras on it and a bunch of other stuff. Like, it's so cool, but it's like, that's what we that's our current tech. That's insane.
Like, I saw a video a couple days ago of showing this new robot that was thinking and speaking like a person. So this video demonstration showed the robot standing behind a table with a dish rack, some plates on the table, and an apple. Then there's a man standing behind the table, behind the camera, and he started talking to the robot, and he goes, is there anything to eat on this table? And the robot starts looking down. He's like, if anything, you'd want to eat this apple. It's the only edible thing, which is a little scary. Then the man's like, can you pass it to me? And he just picks it up like I would. Like, no hesitation or anything, just picks it up and passes it behind the camera, which is a little too advanced for me. But then, like, picking up plates and placing them everywhere, and the part that really got me is when he was talking to the human. He was going like at the beginning of a sentence, like he was thinking.
And also, like, the dialect he's using is very human-like.
Exactly. And like, it wasn't, if you think back like 5, 10 years ago and you were to see robots in a movie, they'd be like very
Like, very lanky, very
yes,
like
like
not working.
exactly, like, the robot dance, like that
Yeah,
type of thing.
exactly.
And
Like, very mechanical movements.
but now they're so fluid.
Yeah.
Like, there's robot I've seen robots playing the drum set.
Yeah, like, so to touch on AI, AI is a horrifyingly terrifying thing to think about. Because when you think of AI, it's like, oh, cool, ChatGPT, I can cheat on my essay for school. No, like, okay, so like AI, realistically, if we, so we're pushing a, so the so this is the other thing. The expected growth of AI far exceeded what we predicted. Again, we are so bad at doing that, predicting how fast stuff will grow. AI has three stages. It's like, we're at the stage where it can do like some really convenient things for us, like write papers, tell us how to code, stuff like that. But eventually, we're gonna get it to a point where we use it, like reliably use it in our everyday lives. And like, people like to talk about the biggest thing with AI, the most controversial thing, I think, is people saying AI will take jobs. AI will, and it'll just happen. There's no really workaround against it, because technology is the future. That is what have our society has chosen as a future, is to use technology. And that's why, like NVIDIA, they're putting out new chips and better tech, because that's what our future is, you know? And when you look at AI, and when it gets to that point of where it starts doing human tasks efficiently, better, quicker, with less money, it's gonna start doing stuff that us humans don't have to do anymore. And our lives will be, it will be like, have you seen the movie Wall-E? We're gonna become those people on the ship where we're just sitting in our floating chairs, just going around. And
Exactly. When I think of like AI being heavily integrated into life, I think back. You ever see the show Lab Rats?
Yes, on Disney? Yes, like, dude.
Eddie was integrated into the home.
Yes, and like, bro. That's, and his wife too.
Yeah, that's the thing I think about. Like, if you can walk into your house and you have an AI assistant, like, there's already like Alexa and stuff like that, but literally like conversational assistant
takes it a step further. When you walk in the door, lights turn on because the AI knows you're in the room.
Exactly. Like, it knows you're there, and like, you can have facial recognition where if someone else was to enter the house, that's like not on like a set list or anything like that, it'd like call the cops or anything.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But
oh, yeah.
Also, like, AI can and probably will be dangerous to our society. Like, someone could definitely reverse engineer a little bit and make it like homicidal.
Oh, yeah. And people could definitely take like source code. Like, it's not that they have source code. Like, most companies are pretty protective of their AI because it can be that dangerous.
There's also open source code.
Oh, yeah. People will find workarounds around it. People always will. And, like, one thing, DoorDash is implementing a new way of delivering. So instead of drivers, they're having drones.
Oh,
pick
really?
Up your food and deliver it to you so they don't have to pay drivers anymore.
That's crazy.
They're working on it. It's not, it's like, so you now have drones that fly to your house and landed on your doorstep. And which I think is limited because, like, if you're in a heavily tree, like, dense forest area,
yeah,
it would get stuck and they probably wouldn't do it. So unless, they're probably
like the detection is like key, like very keen on it, like I bet they could work around it.
It's a very hard thing, and that's why they haven't put it out yet. It's
but
still
you'd have to be in quite the urban spot though, like, for that to be profitable.
Oh yeah. And but like, again, that's like just an example of how we're using technology to get rid of jobs again. But like, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. And let me kind of elaborate on that a little bit, because yes, we're like, our economy wise, that's like terrible, right? I don't like to see our economy go like that. That sucks. People are losing jobs. That's not a good thing ever. But in the same context, people have to kind of look past that and say, wow, we have so much more time. What are we going to use that for? Now that we don't have to, you know, focus on, you know, more basic functions as humans.
Mm-hmm.
We can start to try to innovate and be more creative with how we do things. And we can create new jobs that focus on other things. What are those jobs? I don't know.
You didn't create them yet.
They're not there yet. But, you know, like, I think, like, one of the big things we could try to focus on more is space. Because we only have about, what, 3 companies? Blue Origin, SpaceX, and NASA.
Yeah.
Those are
the big ones.
Yeah. And it's like, that's cool. We got 3 companies working on space. But I think once we start to find that factories are going to be completely fully automated, like that, like AI will get to that point eventually.
Oh, and it's going at a pretty rapid pace.
Yeah, if AI doesn't, like, the growth of AI, if it doesn't, because right now it looks like an exponential curve,
mm-hmm,
going upwards. If that does not curve over and it just keeps on spiking up, it'll happen. I think we will reach a roadblock in AI, but I think eventually we will push past it because you just got to teach it more.
I feel like there will be at least one, like, fully automated warehouse or, like, building within the next 5 years, for sure.
Yeah, and, like, because of that, it's like, now we have no factory workers. What, like, dude, the economy is already in a fragile state, in the U.S. at least.
I mean, the global economy is a little bit of a recession right now, so...
Yeah, the global economy is a bit fragile right now. But Silicon Valley had one of its biggest losses this year, or last year.
Did they really?
Yeah, there was, like, the top 12 banks of America had their biggest losses.
Oh, well...
last year, yeah. It was pretty bad, and people got really scared because they thought that, you know... Well, people get scared all the time when something bad happens to their bank.
You win some, you lose some.
That's what they say.
But
and it's like that kind of, like, that alone is like, people are already kind of like, a little skeptical about what the economy is going to look like. And we're pushing AI so much forward that that's going to even cause it to look even more scarce of what it's going to look like. Which kind of, you know, we could talk a little economy right now, because honestly, like, the economy is in kind of a weird state right now.
Sure. Anything you want to specifically talk about?
Well, I think the amount of, so one of the things I don't think is personally smart is that, like, the value of the dollar. I think the value of the dollar decreasing has been one of the biggest downfalls of the global economy, really, because everybody, I would like to not say this, but the dollar is the standard currency of the world. Yes. And because of that, because when it decreases in value like that, they're like, oh, let's just print more, or let's give people stimulus checks. It's like it causes, you know, prices to raise.
Yeah, it's not very smart. I feel like the not so smart thing is that we have like $30 trillion in national debt right now in the U.S., which I really don't know how, like, that will never be paid off. We're just going to be accumulating more debt.
Yeah, we're always going to raise the debt ceiling. That will never not be a thing.
Yeah, and I feel like another thing that the U.S. does a little bit wrong is that we put so much money
into the military.
I was going to say stuff that we don't really need, but yes, exactly the military. our military budget is
like, it's so high. It's so
it's
huge.
So high. So we're number one in military spending. And if you take a list of 27, we're at the top. Our budget is larger than the following 26 countries in the world.
Yeah, and the funny thing is I think this is also partially due to social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our generation is not ready for a full-blown-out war. People are so used to being indoors, doing their own thing, being antisocial, kind of following high school popularity and kind of chasing after that affirmation from their peers.
Yeah.
And because of that, and people are so, like, you know, the mental health problem in America, like, so many people are depressed and anxious and all this, that people are not ready to get drafted into a war. You know, half those people are not willing to go fight in a war or anything. And so, like, what we have riding is our technology. And that's what's, you know, kind of keeping our military afloat, I feel like.
I mean, yeah, with, like, all the...
And that's kind of controversial, I know that.
Yeah, like, all the, like, defense systems that are, like, highly automated. Or, like, the fact that they train people, like... Say, like, all the drones that we have, so many more than, like, all the other countries, they train people to fly drones using an Xbox controller. I don't know if you knew that.
Nope, did not.
But, yeah, Sophia, like, they've integrated so much technology into, like, the current state of our defense. Like, I forgot where I saw it, but there was something... I think it was they have fully automated jets now.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy. Like, I can just imagine some guy sitting comfy in a chair with, like, with a helmet on. And he's
just
literally...
snacking on Doritos while plane does its thing.
He's literally, like, has the helmet on, flying the jet. And he's, like, nowhere nearby.
Just stationary. Just stationary. Hey, and, like...
And that, like, yeah, it's just a loss of human life to technology.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, man. Because, like, I would want to say that, you know, I would like to say that our generation is doing good, but in all reality, it's not. You know,
no.
And there's, like, you know, it's hard to fix, man. It's one of those problems. Like, everybody's kind of affected by it, and it's just one of those things where if we wanted, there's not one right answer. There's not one, like law that you could pass or, like, you know, something that you could make happen to change everything right away. You know, it's got to be, we got to do, you know, we gotta you know, make sure that we take the right steps for each, you know, thing and make sure that it actually happens the way it should.
Yeah, I firmly believe that with you too, but I feel like we've covered all the large issues that come from technology, you know, AI, social media, all that type of things. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think we got the basis. I think we did pretty well at covering everything.
I greatly appreciate you coming onto the show.
Appreciate you for having me on.
Yeah, you gave a great insight and wonderful opinions. I share multiple of the same. So this has been your host, Zachary Waters, the H2O Show, Season 1, Episode 2. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day.